Hello, sewer rats. It's your host and Papa Mouse, Wyatt Norman. Welcome to Mouse and Murder. M&M is a cheesy whodunit one-shot following four mice adventurers, John, Cole, Ralph, and friend of the pod, Alex.
I guess I'll go first. Hey! No, I don't know. Hey, it's Cole from Sewers and Shurikens. I'm a mouse. My name's Peter Pitter-Patter. I'm a orange pack rat mouse with the hermit background. Some people call him Lickety Split. He has a checkered past that he's not ever really honest or consistent about, so he's a bit of a walking red flag. He's been in and out of mouse jail on several occasions, but he's had a clean streak and he's just trying to keep his name clean and not get back into trouble.
Hey everybody, it's Ralph. Look, this time I'm not here to be a super stabber trident boy, but this time instead, I'm playing as Butler Henchrat. Yo, I'm a plague rat from Black Mare. It's, down there in the basement. It's real nice down there. I don't know. People give it a bad rap, but, I gotta say, that's a pretty nice looking watch you got on there. Can I have some of that?
I love that.
Hey folks, it's Sean. I'm playing a jumpy, stabby boy, spelled S-E-E-D, but pronounced like C-I-D. He's a jumping rat warrior from Ratwater who likes to go high.
Oh, I forgot to mention my guy is also from Ratwater, so we...
Ooh, cute.
We have some rat water boys.
Now, Alex, intro your character.
Sorry, my computer crashed. Okay, hi guys, I'm Alex. I'm happy to be here. My character is called Louis Delmar. He's a plague rat commoner from Black Vale.
Ooh, okay.
And he was, I guess, homeless. You could say a street rat if you wanted. And he's just, looking for adventure at this point. He's got nothing else going on.
I thought the minority was going to be the rats. But it's really not. We got a jumper mouse and the rest of you are rats, aren't you?
Rat party.
Rat party, let's go.
I think I'm a mouse, I think. Yeah.
Oh, well, you're a pack rat.
Oh, no.
But I guess technically you could be a mouse. It doesn't really matter.
I'm a pack rat mouse.
Okay, so we find ourselves today in the fantasy realm that you left last season in the main series, and specifically you're in an old wizard's home. Many years ago, this wizard, known by the creatures as the Divine One, had a magical malfunction in his lab, causing the surrounding creatures to mutate and change. He was able to catch most of these creatures, but things like the rodents quite literally fell through the cracks, evolving and passing newfound sentience, abilities, and intelligence to their offspring. They eventually developed villages in and around the home, including Cheddaropolis, the big city, or the big cheese, in the underboards, just beneath the floorboard. We will start in Cheddaropolis, we are outside of the newly renovated Mouse Mart. So if you guys want to place yourselves either in or around Mouse Mart and have at her, they just opened up after their renovations. So if you have any seeds to spend, this is the place to do so.
I'm definitely out in the front, mingling with the people. Just
mingling with the people, okay.
Just talking to everyone, touching them.
Oh God.
Okay. I mean, it's a pretty crowded line, so.
Hey, bro. Bruv, you got some, that looks like a pretty good... Hey, you know what? Actually, I'm just going to pull you over here for a second. You want to see some...
I'm in line.
You want to see some close up magic there?
Not really.
Well, I gotta say, you're looking mighty spiffy. Mighty spiffy. Got some, is that a tattoo I see? I'm grabbing their, wrist.
No.
Oh, no, it's not? I didn't...
I'm not yes-handing you right now.
You're not, I'm trying to steal any jewelry.
They have a watch on.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna sleight of hand that right away. Just gone.
Roll sleight of hand. Ooh. Why are you feeling up my arm?
What a little trickster.
A 22. Well, I just, it's, look, down here in Blackvale doesn't get much sun, so, you know, a trip up here every once in a while, it's nice to get some connection.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Gotta say, you know, yeah.
You definitely have the watch. They have not noticed. Anyways, I'm gonna get back in line.
Yeah, I'm gonna continue.
You're gonna continue gripping them, or you're gonna continue being a scummy rat?
Just, you know, the both, probably.
Okay, both, okay, cool.
Oh god, is this like a Costco like kind of vibe? Like there's just like, you know, lines out the door. Like people are. It's a grocery store, right?
It's like a general store. It's moving fairly fast. So if you guys at any point want to be in the store talking to the store owner to buy some things, that's fine. I'm not going to be like, you actually have to wait 3 more minutes in game.
Yeah, I'd say Peter Pitter Patter probably. Snuck by the lineup somehow. He's pretty shifty. He kind of lurks in the shadows.
I love that name.
Well, he goes by many names, but that's maybe his real name. So I'm going to say he's inside probably already.
Okay.
Looking to buy some sketchy items.
Hello, Mr. Moneywallen.
Hey there now. Yeah, I'm looking for some looking for some goods now. You sell stuff here now?
Yeah, I sell quite a bit of things.
Well, I only want to buy them if there's no questions now. I'm looking for some rat poison and a fire starter.
I love that.
Jesus. Yeah, I got some, no questions asked, but in the back I got some rat poison. Leave the coin on the counter.
Okay, I'm hoping you don't got to see no ID because I don't have none now, you see. But...
It's got so many customers, I don't even remember you already.
Okay, well, the name's Lickety Split.
Lickety Split, got it.
You sure? Okay, yeah, I four seeds. How much is rat poison and fire starter now?
You're asking questions I don't have.
I think they're 4 seeds. I already looked. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I just slammed 4 seeds on the counter.
I don't know where the seeds came from.
I don't know where they came from either now. Seed just shows up in my pockets and I don't ask no questions.
Seed showed up in my ex-wife.
Holy. That's none of my business now. I don't.
All right, get going now.
Okay, thanks.
Why, you're going to hate me.
Yes.
I think Seed is in the rafters.
What?
He saw the line and I think he jumped up and he's crawling across the rafters to get around the line to look at the merchandise.
Oh, I forgot your name was also Seed. Yeah. I was like, what are you on about?
Sorry.
Okay, yeah, you can.
Well, it's Seed. Yeah, it's Seed.
It's not super crucial if you're in the rafters right now. You can be in the rafters.
Should I roll something to make sure I don't drop something on someone else?
Are you like picking items up already?
He's heading for a specific item that.
Okay, what are you looking for?
He is trying to make his way over to the leaf glider.
Ooh, okay. Are you trying to steal this item, or are you just trying to take it and pay for it?
I'm trying to get it and then go to pay for it. I'm not trying to steal it, but I'm trying to skip the line because I'm crawling through the ceiling.
Okay, why don't you roll a acrobatics as you are just a big old rat on the ceiling rafters?
Okay, that's a 14.
Okay, yeah, it's not too hard to get around. That tail's doing all that work. Get over there. You grab it.
What do I roll if I want to drop down and get it down to the floor?
I would say athletics.
All right. Oh, no, that's a 9.
I was going to say, otherwise you break your leg and you can't play the game.
That's a 9.
Okay. You glide very poorly and then land in some people. Definitely going to take some getting used to for you. You pick yourself up off the ground.
That's sorry.
Hey, well, watch where you're going now. You could kill me.
You're going to have to pay for that.
You don't want to get a Lickety Split's bad side, huh?
Lickety Split?
Yeah.
Any relation to Banana Split?
Last person to ask that.
One of my neighbors.
Hey, last person to ask that question ended up in the ditch now. You hear me?
Ditch is fine with me. I can get out of there.
You know what? Hey, Lickety Split didn't see nothing. I'm just going to go over here now. You just do your business. Steal what you want. I get it.
I'm not stealing.
I'm gone.
What do you think I'm stealing? I'm just testing the product.
I'm gone. I vanish into the crowd.
He lickety split.
I think Sid holds up his bag of five seeds and then to prove it, and he's like looking around like, all right, yep. Okay, time to buy my product.
Yeah, drop it down, man.
All right. He drops the bag on the counter because, you know, he was told to drop the bag.
Okay. He takes the five seeds. A good purchase. Anyone else spending their seed here?
Yeah, I just go right past the line. Hey, butler, coming through. Come on, Nate. Make some
hey.
Make some room for a butler.
For coughing on us.
Hey, make some room for a butler, you know? I just gotta get through.
Oh, God.
And they all part for you. You are disgusting.
I go up to the counter. Hey, look, just asking for... I'm a butler. Definitely not Butler Henshride, but I am a butler. Can you... Look.
Yeah?
I put the watch on the table in plain daylight and then slide the seeds under it sneakily. Hey, look, can I get some rat poison, but just, like, give me, like, the strong stuff. And, hey, can I also have that really nice hat?
I love this game.
Yeah, I can get you. I won't be able to get you that rat poison.
And he winks at you. And he slides a very suspicious-looking bag with a skull and crossbones over.
Hey, guys, there's nothing in the bag.
And he takes your...
Just a butler.
Your seed and your watch.
I don't even work here. I go away.
Okay, so you got your nice hat, and you have a bag of suspicious poison.
I don donned the nice hat, and it's really nice.
It's okay, it's really nice.
Man, real nice.
Does the last plague or do anything?
Yeah, I think I'm just standing. Louis's just standing in line, though, but...
You're the only one that didn't move when...
There's fumes, like, kind of coming off him, and, like, fleas are jumping around, so everyone's kind of giving him a wide.
Yeah, I love that.
He's standing back. But he's a good rat. He doesn't want to... He doesn't want any trouble.
He's got fleas. Get away from him. Yo, Jimmy, don't stand near him. He's got fleas.
Unless I tell him to.
Hey, what can I get you?
You got... I need a bow. You know, like, and some arrows.
A bow and some arrows?
Yeah, that's it. That's all. Also, I got a coupon.
Ooh, you got a coupon, eh?
I found it somewhere.
I mean, I was giving them out a while ago, so...
You know, I'm not from here.
Oh, okay.
Is it still valid?
Yeah, it's still valid.
All right, here you go.
So are you using it to get the arrows for free, or are you getting a different item?
I thought it was buy one, get one. I wanted 10 arrows for one seed.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that.
That works like that. You get 10 arrows for one seed, and then you have the bow costs you 4 seeds.
The bow costs me 4, okay. And then I guess a quiver, because that seems... necessary.
Yeah, that seems useful. Okay, so you have a quiver now.
What's a bow? Is it like, what's a little rat bow look like?
A little rat bow.
Okay.
I imagine it's just like spider silk and like a twig that's being bent.
Okay.
Q-tip with some floss.
That's cute.
And the arrows are just like pine needles.
Okay.
With like fur on the back of them for the feather.
That's cute. I like that.
Hey, you're all equipped. You have spent your seed, and you hear outside some sort of ruckus forming. Ruckus. That's the noise it makes. And yeah, you hear like calling out, like guards! Somebody, get the guard! There's been a murder.
Hey, everybody, look over there. There's been a murder.
Hey.
I start picking pockets.
Okay. Roll sleight of hand.
23.
Okay, you pick many pockets. You find 3 seeds.
Oh, yeah.
And a blue button.
Oh, okay.
So some of the things are going to be like human-sized, which that is, and some of the things are like rat-sized.
It's got like a giant button in comparison.
Yeah, because people be collecting it. It was like on his back. It was like a fashion piece. Okay, so then as you guys look over, you see there is like a little scout mouse in his little scout outfit, and he seems to be calling out for guards, and there's three guards that are headed over there, and a kind of a crowd has formed with all this yelling.
Seed is going to jump across the crowd.
You're going to jump across the crowd?
Yeah.
Okay, you jump across the crowd.
And I mean, you jump across the crowd, he's going to jump up, and it's like a Mario run.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I got to play the character how he's made.
He's jumpy. So now you're like at the front of the crowd. And
I just realized this is a mistake because all my investigation skills are all negative one.
That's good. That's good. And you can hear him saying, you can hear the scout saying to the guard,
the divine one is dead.
And every mouse and rat upon hearing this seems to be in like a buzz, a panic. And everybody's shouting and,
oh God, what happened to our food? We won't have his blessings anymore.
Hey, to be honest, I never liked the Divine One after what he did to all those little mice. I heard the rumors.
Who could kill a god?
And as you say that, they all like turn to you and they're like, what are you saying?
Look, I just heard some things down and out and out at Ratwater. They, you know, they spread rumors now, you know. I don't know which of them are true, but Divine One, he used to do some, he was locked up. I'm just going to go.
Yeah, I think you should.
I'm just going to lick this split. I'll be back later.
Wait. He just, no. He pulls out his toothpick. Look, you gotta keep all the all suspects in the place. And he just admitted he did like it.
Hey.
He's probably sexist.
Last time Lickety Split was a suspect was for arson, and I was acquitted for that, okay? I wasn't near that fire, but I'll stay. I'm not going back to rat jail, okay? They don't treat mice nice in there.
I hate this.
You can see the crowd is kind of trying to figure out what's going on, and three guards and the scout mouse are being led towards one of the buildings, which if anyone's a local around here, you'd know that as the mayor's house. Most of the people are dispersing at this point, but everybody's kind of like panicking, like,
I don't know, what are we going to do? I need to buy as much seed as I can right now.
You certainly do. You got some pretty wide pockets, though, you know?
No.
Go ahead and just stock up.
I'm a farmer mouse. I don't have anything.
Well, I just said your pockets are pretty wide. You got nothing in there. You should probably stock up.
Yeah, I'm going to. That's what I just said.
I'm just making friendly commentary with your... with your kind. I don't know. I'm just... Look, man from Black Veil, guy, get some... You know?
Look, I think that guy's up to no good. I start with him now. I check his spot.
Hey, you say... You pointing your fingers at the butler like the butler's gonna do something. Hey, everybody know butler never do it.
No.
Hey?
Look,
why do you all sound like you were the ones that killed this guy?
Look, how about let's check the divine. I'm not no soldier, but let's check the divine one for any wounds now.
Right.
And you know the one with the toothpick, and you know do a little, you pat him down, check for any blood.
Yes, he's already starting to pat down. I forgot, Ralph. What's your character's name again?
The butler. Hey, I'm just the butler. I'm not actually. It's not my name or anything. I'm just a butler. So. In this specific circumstance, I am just a butler, not butler henchrat, you know.
5 out of 4 butlers kill their masters.
It's never been proved.
I'd lock him up if I don't know. I swear I've seen him in prison. That's all I'm going to say about that. Anyway, how's that body looking?
There is no body around that you can see. This is the Divine One, you guys all know, is the Wizard. That's the name of the Wizard. So,
okay, so you gotta actually go see the body.
Yeah.
So it's not like he was murdered in the street.
No, he wasn't murdered in the street.
Okay.
This was a scout that came from out of town, and now he's now being brought to the mayor's house.
Yeah, also, like, the scale is quite large. Like, if we're saying that we're in a city... We're in like a specific little section of this wizard's little tower, and so this wizard's supposed to be dead somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the city is a floor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're gonna need some more info.
Yes.
Look, I think we could band together, you know, go around and ask some questions, but
I don't wanna
catch nothing from, you know, you two, you got some flies buzzing around or some shit. I don't wanna get that, you know, I'm not trying to judge you is all, but
that sounds like some judgment.
I think it seems perfectly healthy for me to, for the butler to help out, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
So, yeah, just,
Maybe just cough into your elbow or something. Yeah, I think it's...
Where's that?
If we can agree on that, then we can help each other, you know? And plus, that one can jump really high up. Maybe he can see stuff that we can't see, you know?
Wait, how do you know that? I didn't say that. I didn't tell you that.
You watched him jump.
You were jumping around. You jumped down from a rooftop right in front of me in the store when you were stealing that glider.
I didn't steal no glider. I paid five T's for this glider.
Oh, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Lickety split, no crime when you see one.
Yeah. Nobody bought poison.
Hey, okay, how do you know about that?
What's up?
Hey, God, you know, is there a God around? God, no.
Go to jail.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
We want to help solve the murder so we can all, you know, go home. I'm going to go back to Ratwater later after this is all done, take a little swim.
Yeah, I know they're bringing the scout over to talk to Mayor Swissley.
Man, God, I hate this cheesy city. Mayor Swissley. Okay, well, I don't want
you. You say that now, but you haven't. You actually just realized. Never mind, I'm not going to make that joke because you haven't known who the Mayor Swissley is, female or male.
About how many holes?
Right.
Stop. Not another witch situation, please.
Okay, so.
That was all in character, by the way.
Good.
The guard says, I can take you to Mayor Swissley, but he's be having audience with that scout at the moment. But any information or help would be appreciated, I suppose.
Yeah, well, none of us here have actually killed anybody.
Okay, that all sounds well and good and not like a thing that would derail the plot.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to the mayor's place.
So he walks you to Mayor Swissley's, sometimes called Mayor Swiss Cheese, his place. And yeah, it seems like they're talking inside. So if you just want to wait out here. And he's standing there kind of guarding the door while you guys wait. And there's a window open if anyone wants to try to listen in.
Well, that jumpy boy over there can jump out to the window now. And, you know, I can't. I got a bum leg, you know, I can't climb anymore.
Okay, then that seat's gonna grab you and jump.
Oh.
The guy goes, hey, where are you going?
And you're just like on the windowsill.
Listen, you're supposed to kind of wait.
And you can see within the mayor, a very old gray mouse with whiskers done up like a mustache. He's stroking it as he talks to this panicked little scout.
We're stretched thin enough as is with the lizard attacks lately. We can't afford to send a party of troops to investigate.
We could post a bounty, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm thinking maybe we could post a bounty or something.
And that seems to be the extent of the last bit of their conversation that you catch, and the scout come out the door. And then the guard that was waiting goes and says,
Hey, sir,
you have an audience.
Hey.
And they both put on a mask and invite you guys in.
Since I said I did grab an impulse, I hear my mind. I'm seeing that my character was holding against the windowsill and acting like a hammock.
Okay.
With Cole's character kind of half pressed against the window, half being held up.
Look, this ain't the first time I've been shoved face first into a window now. But I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna, excuse my friend, sorry, I don't know if I can swear, but I don't know how I'm gonna get down.
No. We're gonna follow style. We're gonna follow style. Just hold on. And he pulls out his glider. I think he's grabbing him with the legs and just gliding down.
Look, bad time. Lickety split, don't do no heights now, okay? So I'm just gonna close my eyes. And maybe you can sing to me or something, I don't know.
No, you don't wanna hear me sing. Singing is a fast talking, and you already see how fast I talk, and this is when I talk slow, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you get when you get magical water every day for all of your life.
The mayor's waiting for you guys.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on, we're coming down now.
I think Sid then glides to the door.
Just leaving him up there.
No, I said like he's basically holding him by the leg.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I mean, I could.
His legs are wrapped around him and he's holding onto the glider with his arms.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll grab his waist.
Grab him by his lickety slit and you get down.
Yeah, grab. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Ew.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but.
Yeah, you guys go inside.
For fuck's sake!
Hey now, Mr. Mayor. So,
yes.
So look, none of us ate your cheesiness, Mr. Fondue, the biggest, sauciest.
Your name's Mr. Swissly.
Swissly, your holiness.
Oh, God.
Look, I didn't do it.
I didn't suspect you did until just then.
That's pretty good. I'm glad you didn't. Because, look, people from Blackvale, we get a pretty bad name. And I'm, like, trying to pickpocket him as I'm distracting him.
You're trying to pickpocket the mayor, you son of a bitch. Roll sleight of hand.
Hey, you know.
Well.
Maybe stop your friend that flies there. Anybody with this guy?
You get a 12?
Yeah.
And he grabs your hand.
Hold on 1 second. What are you doing in my pantyhose?
Hey, yeah, it's a firm grip. Hey. Hey.
Now, what did you call me here for?
Well, look, we kind of just walked in. I don't really know.
Wait.
To be honest, there's been a death or something, I think.
We're here to help solve the mystery of the death. And also make sure these two guys didn't do it. Because they're both very shady.
They are quite shady.
What do you mean?
One of the butler, you know, 9 out of 5 butlers kill their master.
Well, I was just about to place a bounty, as we don't have enough troops to send anyone in.
He said some money, actually.
If you're looking to make some seed.
You got some extra seed? I'm looking to spread some.
Oh, Lord.
Let's assume I didn't understand what that meant.
I'm spreading myself thin for the seed. I want the seed.
It's 500 seeds, if you can prove the culprit of the murder.
I got it.
Okay, who?
What if it's me, do I go to jail?
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
What's the bail?
It's more than 500 seeds. Stop this.
It wasn't me then, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty confident.
Hey.
We're gonna start collecting everyone that's left the city within the last week.
I mean, I'm here. So,
Well, if you want to go out and look for the body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a location for the body now? I don't want to speak for the rest of us, but I got a busy schedule. I got things to do. So maybe just,
yes,
point us in the right direction.
He is said to be on the second floor.
Oh, well, that was easy. Thank you.
Sorry, somebody just hit a button over there. It was big and red. Said it was pretty easy.
God. I hate these characters. They're all in a room together and it's
AIDS. Oh my God. Hey, no, okay, I have a serious question. I overheard there was lizard attacks going on. Do you think maybe the lizards had something to do with, you know, killing the divine guy thing? Yeah.
I mean, they might have. That's why I'm sending you four out. If you're looking to make some seed, if you're able to prove it, then you'll make that seed.
I mean, yeah, it sounds good. How about the other two who aren't the butler?
What's that supposed to mean?
I know you want the seed.
I want the seed.
No, I know. I know. I'm just asking the other two here, if they want the seed. You know, I'm asking.
Well, we've established that I want the seed. I don't.
No.
I'm here to solve a murder.
Okay.
I mean, I want the seed. I want the money.
Okay, maybe you can cure your little fly disease thing going on with that seed now.
They're my babies.
Oh God. You know what?
Starts itching himself.
I suddenly feel itchy. I told you guys not to cough on me.
Sorry, what's that?
Let's just get out of this confined room. I feel claustrophobic. We just... Yeah, second floor. Thank you, Mayor Swiss Cheese.
Yes, for sure. Head out the gate and get started, and we'll round up anyone that has been possibly out of the city within the last week. And then when you have back
Hopefully you'll have enough clues that we can solve this.
Yeah, it's gonna happen for sure. I'll prove it.
Okay, so you guys are off on your quest. So essentially I have a round of potential suspects already made up. So you guys will go hopefully make it to the body, and then you'll have a chance to determine who is the culprit. And if you're successful, you get that dang seed.
Mm-hmm.
If you're unsuccessful, you die in real life.
I get the seed, but
we're on like the main level of the house right now.
You are technically on the main level, but you're in the underboards, which is basically just below the floorboards where the city is.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are going to all make your way to the exit of the city in the direction that you were told to go. So the mayor, before you guys left, kind of explained he's on the second floor. So there's a couple of ways you can get there, but the main way that's kind of the most navigated would be going through the outskirts of the town, or city rather, and then finding the edge of the wall, and then climbing up inside the wall, and then through the fireplace. Like, not through the fireplace, but above the fireplace. You'll go above the fireplace, and then you're able to navigate to another room, which will have stairs that go upstairs.
Okay.
Sound easy enough?
Yep. For a mouse. But I'm a rat. It's gonna be super easy.
Yeah, you're a rat bastard.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, Ralph's character has definitely killed several people.
Ralph's character was probably part of the rat mafia he's a rat mobster that's within this city.
Gives Black Veil Rats a bad name.
Yeah. He's one of the ones that got the plague and loved it. Okay, so you guys begin traveling, unless there's anything you need to do before you set out.
I mean, I the only things I need are the things in my backpack and my clothes. And yeah, I'm good.
I think Steve would have pulled Alex's character out, but look, we gotta watch out for each other, everyone, because those two are seedy. We don't know how much. We gotta be careful. We want the seed, right? I want to solve the murder. We just gotta make sure they
keep them in line, right? Like I watch your back. You watch my back.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I can. Maybe you take one of my little babies here. And like a little flea jumps up onto my hand, and I offer it to you. It make it easier for me to keep track of you.
All right. I'll just have to make sure I get some. Make a nice bath when I get back, and we're done with this. And all right, yeah.
You accept the flea. I love it.
I accept the flea.
A big bloated flea
versus fresh meat.
Hey, are you guys talking about something back there? You've been walking all quietly and like 10 feet back from me and the butler here.
No. We're just talking about how you guys probably didn't do it because you just seemed too incompetent. That's all.
Right. Well, I'm like 90% deaf, so you know, you're gonna have to speak up.
I'm sorry. I hate this character.
You hate who now?
Hey.
That wasn't in character.
Oh, okay.
You hate me now? I tip my hat to you, fella.
Yeah, because, you know, you two seem like good old boys. Hey, that's what we used to call them at Rat River. Two good old boys.
Yeah. That good old boy right there, I think that boy might be a plague rat, to be honest. This guy over there.
And as you guys have been kind of traveling, having this very weird monologue, you now feel that there's eyes upon you. It's been about an hour since leaving the gate. Gotten a lot more dusty. It's gotten a lot more dark outside of the city's lights. And yeah, you see some eyes peering at you in the dark. Some red rodent eyes.
I draw my spear.
Well, that ain't good.
Tip of the hat to you, ladies.
The boss says no one's gonna leave this city alive.
And six rats appear out of the dark. and kind of surround you guys.
Hey, fellas, you're going to have to apologize. I didn't realize that we were crossing by the border, you know, saying, you know what I mean? Sorry, I got something in my...
You best be heading back.
I got something in my throat.
Look, hey, if you give us safe passage, then these two ain't gonna make you catch nothing. Because I, you know, they make me sick, and I don't think you got want to be sick now.
Only thing,
you fight us, you're gonna catch it.
Only thing we're gonna be catching is your heads.
Holy shit, those are fight words, boys.
And they all pull out clubs. Roll initiative.
All right.
Okay.
All right, that's an 8.
4.
I'm getting that one.
That's so bad. What'd you get, Cole?
I rolled a 13 plus 1. 14.
Okay. It's Lickety's turn first.
Oh, yeah. I show these rat bastards where Lickety Split come from.
Okay. Yeah, I don't actually know what I'm going to do. That's the problem with this character.
So there's 6 rats around you.
Okay. Like, just kind of evenly, like, dispersed in, like, a group. Like, circling us.
Yeah. Yeah, they're circling and they're smacking their clubs against their hand. They go,
Boss says no one's gonna leave alive. Long way from the city.
Okay. I'm assuming the acorn sling, we just have, like, acorns to shoot.
Yeah.
I didn't see aim. Okay. Is it possible if I'm wondering, could I cover some, like, use my action to put some, like, rat poison on, like, a few acorns?
Yeah, you can do that.
Pretty fucked up.
That would be pretty fucked up, but you can do that.
Lady Split, don't fight clean now.
Okay, and I'm just going to do that, and I don't really know what I could do for a bonus action or anything, so I'm just gonna back up with my back to the boys. The good old boys.
The good old boys, okay.
And that'll be that for my turn.
Now it's going to be Sid's turn.
Okay, so I'm going to do something insane, but this is what the character is built for. And I want to jump as high as I can. I'm aiming to drop down Doosefick first. I'm basically going to dragoon jump onto the closest of the enemy.
Okay, sure, go for it.
Do I get any special bonus for jumping and basically dropping out on a spear first?
I mean, not really.
Okay. That's a 17 to hit.
Okay, that definitely hits. Your bonus is that it looks really cool. So go ahead and put a cool point on your character.
And so that's a 5. Piercing?
5 damage?
Yeah.
It stabs into him. And you're basically locked in with him. You're still holding on to it. You can choose to try to pull it out or leave it there.
Can I try to twist it to get hurt more?
Yeah, you can do that. Okay, so it's still in him, but I just did some additional damage. And now it's their turn.
You sick son of a bitch!
He tries to swing at you with his club, but he's so in pain that he misses completely. And another one comes at you from the side while you're distracted, hands on the weapon. And he also misses. I've only brought one dice up here, guys. If this keeps up, you're in luck. And then one attacks Lickety Split. Does a 20 hit Lickety Split?
And it does.
I bet it does as well.
Oh, sorry, what?
So one of them swung his club at you.
Lickety Split?
And got a 20.
Oh.
So he does 3 damage.
Yeah.
And then the other one that attacks you got a nat 20.
That attacks me?
Yeah.
Oh, Lickety Split might die.
So they're kind of closing in on you. So one hits you in the chest and you kind of heal over, and then one goes to swipe your feet out and he does 3 damage.
Oh, shit. Lickety Split in trouble now. Somebody jump, please.
Yeah. That really hurt.
And then one attacks Butler, misses. And one attacks... What was your character's name again, Alex?
My character's name's Louie.
Ooh, I love it. Louie. Okay. So Louie gets attacked by the last of them. And that guy gets a nat 20 as well. So you take 3 damage.
How much?
3.
Okay.
And then it is Butler's turn.
As soon as Butler gets, like, attacked, he stealths away.
You're going to try to dart into the darkness?
Yes.
Okay, you will get opportunity attack.
Okay, that's a...
Is it 14 hit?
Yeah.
Okay, so he swings at you as you try to dart away, and he gets you with a 2. do damage.
Okay, and then 17 from my stealth roll.
And you just kind of blend into the night within this floor, the underfloor. So you're definitely stealthy now.
That's it. He's gone.
He's just gone. Okay, cool.
That's it.
And it is Louis's turn.
There's a guy like right up on me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can I attack him with my fleas?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'll do that. I think a swarm of fleas jump onto him.
Hey, do you want to roll? Let's just say animal handling for your fleas.
That would be a 14.
Okay, that hits him.
Okay, I have no idea how much damage they all do.
I don't know, I think it'd be kind of fun to do it based on the amount of health you have left.
Okay, I have 9 health left.
Okay, so maybe we'll do half of whatever health you have left.
Okay, so round it up or down?
We'll round up.
Okay.
We'll do 5 damage to that one.
Okay. Do they also get infected with my...
Yeah.
Disease?
It's disease. So they just start, like, gnawing into...
What the hell is this? He's got fleas! Boys, get out of here! He's got fleas!
And it is now Lickety Split's turn.
Oh, wait, can I scamper away, too, after that? I'll take the opportunity attack, but I want to get further away.
They missed anyways.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you did scamper away.
All right.
As your fleas are munching.
Okay.
What does Peter Pitter Patter do?
Hey, no, hey, nobody uses that name. Not here.
I'm going to, with my rat poison acorn, I'm going to start slinging it around and, like, go for the one that just took my legs out.
Okay, sure.
I guess I couldn't shoot more than one acorn, right? That would be a little haywire.
Yeah, you can't do more than one.
Okay. I'm hoping the rat poison...
I hit every single rat in the face with an acorn.
I mean, if you want to do more than one, I'll let you, but then both of the attacks will have disadvantage because you're doing so rapid fire.
I'll just keep this one. I got a 16 plus 3.
Okay, that hit.
19. So it's a D4, and I mean, it's totally up to you. I'm not sure if the rat poison would actually do anything in this instance.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so it's going to be D4. So a 2 plus 3, so 5 bludgeoning damage with the acorn, and I'm not sure how much for the poison.
Okay, yeah, it hits him and bludgeons him, and then immediately he inhales this poison that you got at him.
What was that? He's got some sort of magic. He's got the Divine One's magic.
And it is Sid's turn.
All right, Sid is going to... I think he's going to kick down into the one he stabbed into and launch off and stab the one that attacked Lickety-Split.
Okay, sure.
That's probably not going to hit. That's a 9.
Yeah, it does miss. But I'm still going to do a little bit of damage because you're pulling your weapon out anyways.
Oh, yeah.
So you do kill the one that you've stabbed into, but you don't hit with your second attack, like your actual attack.
Okay.
Okay. So now it is their turn. So there's still 5 of them left. So one that has the fleas on it will die.
Oh, yeah.
So he's fleed. He's fleed up. And then one that is poisoned will die. So you've used like one of 3 uses of your poison.
Of my poison?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then one attacks at Lickety Split and misses. And one is going to attack Sid and gets a 16.
Let me check. I believe a 16 hits. I got 14.
Okay, so he clubs you in the side for 2 damage. And then it is
5 damage?
Yeah.
I'm almost bloodied already.
Good. It's Butler's turn. Butler's doing anything?
Okay, what's my situation? So, like, I'm outside the group now, and are my friends, like, all surrounded by 5 still?
There's just 3 left, and then you can hear, like, what sounds like a bunch of pitter-pattering. Not Peter-Pitter, but you can hear pitter-pattering of feet headed your way from the darkness. That's your situation.
I go to where, like...
You see 8 red eyes.
I go to, like, the entryway, and I dip my bundle of thread into the good rat poison.
Okay.
And string the thread across, like, a trip line kind of deal.
That's awesome.
Okay, why don't you roll survival?
14.
Okay, yeah, you get a little tripwire. That's one of your uses.
Okay.
And then it is Louie's turn.
Okay. I'm going to, like, pull out one of my little eye needle arrows and, like, goober on it.
Goober on it.
Just, like, stick it in my mouth and wish it around and then shoot it at somebody.
That's nasty, and I love it.
Who's being attacked currently again?
There's two that are near you and... Or sorry, no, there's one... There's two that are around Lickety and Sid, and then there's one that is a little bit of a distance from you.
Okay, I'll probably go for the one near Sid. 14 again?
Okay, that hits.
Okay, I don't know. How much damage does the bow do?
Right, let me pull that up. Oh... The bow does D6 plus your dex for damage.
And then 6 damage.
Nice. Dabs into him. Your wet, spitty, diseased arrow.
Mmm.
Yeah, it's Lickety's turn.
Do I see any sort of, like, wall around me? Or are we still kind of too surrounded to get close to, like, some wall?
Yeah. There's beams that have been made, like, by the rat folk. But it's not, like, a wall. The wall is, like, where you guys are headed.
Okay. Okay, I'll hold off. How many rats are near us still?
There's 3 left, and one is, like, fairly wounded with an arrow in.
Okay, I'm gonna aim at that one with my acorn sling and start aiming up.
Start slinging them?
That's gonna be 11.
Hey, that hits.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's gonna be a... 5 bludgeoning damage.
5 bludgeoning, okay. And that kills him. So it hits him and he topples over. His little rat body falls to the ground.
And I'm going to go over. Do I see where the butler went? Or is he off in the shadows?
He's pretty off in the shadows, so probably not.
Hey butler, are you okay? I don't know, I guess that's it.
And yeah, as you hear that, butler, you see a... big old 8-legged spider running at you. And it got a 1, so it definitely trips over your tripwire.
I don't say anything. I'm oddly silent. And I don't touch it, because it's got rat poison on it now.
And it fucked up the spider pretty good.
I just continue staring and hoping.
It tripped and 2 of its legs have snapped, but it's like... kind of dragging itself with the rest of its legs to pick itself up. And...
I continue looking.
That's its turn for now, though. It is Sid's turn.
I cross my arms, by the way.
Cool.
Behind my back.
It's epic.
Yeah.
All right. Sid is going to spin around and slash with the spear at the one that hit him in the gut. And I feel like he's still bent over and all of a sudden he just, like, spins around, like, Final Fantasy style. Or not Final Fantasy.
Final Mouse style.
Yeah, Final Mouse style.
Mickey Mouse style.
Okay, this dice is going to dice jail, because that's definitely not going to hit. That's a 7.
That definitely does not hit. You're right about that.
That was a good old boy move right there.
And it's their turn. So that one tries to swing back at you. Does a 13 hit?
13 doesn't hit.
Okay, and then one attacks Lickety. And also misses. Nice. And it is Butler's turn.
I'm just looking.
Okay. As this spider's, like, picking itself up off the ground to come at you.
Is it recovering?
It's gnashing its mandibles, and it is recovering, yeah. But you can tell that the poison and the tripwire did fuck it up a little bit.
I take one step backwards.
Okay, you take one step back. And now it's Louie's turn.
Okay, is the first one I shot dead, or...?
No, the first one you shot... Oh, yeah, no, it is.
Oh, he is dead. Okay.
His Lickety finished him off.
So there's one left?
There's 2.
2 left, okay. I'll shoot at the more injured-looking one.
Okay.
12?
That hits.
Oh, okay. 5. Damn it.
Nice. It stabs in and you go, oh, what are you doing? You're supposed to be dead. And it is Lickety's turn.
Do I see the spider? Do I see what's happening over there?
I would say you don't see it because it's like a couple steps away in the dark. But you did hear like the clump of it hitting the ground. You know something's going on over there.
I think that butler left us high and dry. I think he's our number one suspect. But for now, let's kill these rat bastards, huh? I mean, it's only like one left.
There's one that's like fairly wounded, and then there's another one that has not been hit yet.
The Lickety Split's gonna pull out like a weirdly large club, and I'm just gonna go over and like two hand like club it.
Epico.
Some Fred Flintstone vibes.
You gotta Fred Flintstone him.
Oh, nat 20.
Jeez, okay. You can do double damage.
Okay, it's gonna be d8 plus 2. Okay, so 7 plus 2 is 9 times, so 18.
Yeah, you obliterate him.
Bonk.
You just smash his rat skull and it just shatters as he just comically collapses to the ground.
Well, I think that was a bit overkill, but yeah.
It looked like you enjoyed it too much. That's how hard you hit him.
Lickety Split don't enjoy violence. I don't know who's spreading that rumor.
Louis's horrified.
Sorry, Louis. I forgot you were a good old boy. I forgot.
Traumatized.
You lickety split his skull in half.
Sorry.
Okay, so the spider picks itself up and it runs at Butler. And it gets a 13.
Yeah, it did it to me.
Okay, so it's going to bite into your side. And it does 3 damage and then 2 poison damage.
Oh.
Sinks its fangs into your flesh. Your little rat flesh. And it's Sid's turn. So the battleground at the moment is there's one rat that's kind of like looking around, freaked out because he's the only one of his rat gang left. You guys have just, and he just watched his friend get his skull split.
Maybe we can take a hostage now.
Question him.
Yeah. Put some fleas on him.
You did just split his friend's skull open. I think he'll... I think he'll come willingly.
Well, you know, we've options now, yeah.
I'm gonna do something crazy. So it's gonna rush at that guy. He's gonna jump. And what would I roll to, like, jump and, like, grab his head, grab him with my leg? Like, the wrestling, that one wrestling move?
Does Sid know wrestling? That's my question.
You gave us a jump rat race. It makes sense that jump rats know how to jump and use that momentum.
Like
I feel like he's going to jump and he's going to, like, that one wrestling move where he grabs the neck and he's using the momentum to kind of, like, flip the guy on his ass.
Duplexing him?
Yeah, you can attempt to do that.
I don't think it's a suplex because the idea is that he's using his momentum. He kind of, like, that move where, like, you jump up, they wrap their heads around and they're on top of him and they flip over.
I know what you mean. So roll a contesting strength.
Okay, that's probably not going to do good. That's a 5.
You jump on him.
I made a mistake.
And he throws you off. You just basically teabagged him. He threw you off, and that's it.
I'm actually putting this dice in dice jokes. I forgot to do it after the last time.
It's probably smart. You don't teabag any more rats. And he is going to attempt to run. So you can get an opportunity attack if you want. Sid.
All right, now that is more like it. That's a 15.
Okay, you hit.
Oh, dang. That's an 8. I was only one away from max damage.
Nice. So you hit him, but he keeps on moving, but you can see he's, like, ripping blood as he's, like, trying to scamper off.
Is this recording? Ah, yes. Welcome to the Daily Cheddar, coming at you live with the hottest news in Cheddaropolis. This just in, the Great Divine One has been slain. Let us all take a moment to grieve, not only our Holy One, but our future here. What will we do without his great guidance? Pip Squeaky, signing off.
Hey, sewer rats. Sewer Sensei Wyatt here. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Sewers and Shurikens. Thanks to everyone helping to edit our episodes, including our own member Sean and his Dungeon the Pop pals, Lord Nerdy Cephalopod, Crest, and Nick. Thanks for listening.